Psachim Yerushalmi, corresponding to Psachim Bavli, Daf Samachei, we begin Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Chesem Adalaf at the Mishnah. K'masei b'chol, kach masei b'shabbos, ele shehakrihanim madichim es ha'azor shalagurot zon chachamim. The performance, if Erev Pesach occurs on Shabbos, was the same as on a weekday, except that after the service, the kahanim would wash the temple courtyard, which was not approved by the chachamim. Rav Yehuda Omer, Kois hayem male midamat ha'oivis v'zokoi zika achas agav yamizbeach v'loi hoidu l'chachamim. Rav Yehuda says that they would fill a cup with a mixture of blood from the ground and throw it once on the mizbeach. This was not supported by the chachamim. Gemara says Amar Yonason loi kol shfus etiru v'mikdash. Yonason says the chacham did not approve washing the courtyard on Shabbos as it involved a rabbinic prohibition, and Chazal did not permit every shfus, every rabbinic prohibition in the temple, only those that were necessary. The Gemara asked, well, the Kahanim would be knee-deep in blood, and their garments would become drenched, which would be a chasitza. How could they therefore perform the temple service? The answer is they would walk on top of platforms which were attached to the ground in order to avoid becoming sullied from the blood. The Mishnah says in Kresis, the Rebuda says that eating or consuming tamsis blood, which seeps from an animal after death, is punishable with kares. Am Rabbi Yochanan lo river oisa, Rabbi Yehuda ela le kares asa. Rabbi Yochanan says that Rabbi Yehuda only included as regular blood for the punishment of kares, but it cannot be used to throw on the mizbeach for atonement. Rabbi Chizkia, Rabbi Abo, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan lo river oisa, Rabbi Yehuda ela le kares. And Rabbi Chizkia, Rabbi Abo, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that Rabbi Yehuda only included as regular blood for the punishment of kares, as we saw. Taman Ama b'shem Rav Chista Masnisa Kain Amuloi Aloidam Atamsisu Vedam Tamsis Pasol Agabi Mizbeach. In Bava they quoted from Rav Chista that there is a brisa that proves that Rav Yehuda agrees that Tamsis blood cannot be used for atonement. They said to Rav Yehuda, surely it's Tamsis blood which does not qualify for use on the altar. V'oid min ador Rubei lo niskaber b'kli Vedam lo niskaber b'kli Pasol Agabi Mi'agabi Mizbeach. Another question, the Chacham also responded to the Rabbi Yehuda that most of the blood was not collected in a vessel, and if the blood was not collected in a vessel, it's disqualified from use on the Mizbeach. The Is Rabbi Yehuda Dam Mevatal Dam, Kamar the Leis Le Adar Vehu Mekabo Minhoin, Kain Leis Le Adar Vehu Mekabo Minhoin. The Gemara asked, does Rabbi Yehuda hold that blood annuls blood? Just as he did not respond when they said that the valid blood should be annulled, so too he did not respond when they said that Tamsis blood is invalid on the altar. Rabbi Yosi Rabun, b'shem Rav Chista, Masnisa Am Makein, Ein Li El Adam HaNefesh, V'Mekdoshim, Dabar Shuvoi L'Chapo Aminayin L'Adam HaNefesh, V'Chulin V'Dam Tamsis, V'Mekhulin V'Mekdoshim, Tamaloyma Dam, V'Chol Dam, Shu Etzal Nefesh, V'Mazke Kapo Etzal Tamsis, Ein Mazke Kapo. Rabbi Yosi Rabun, quoting Rav Chista, said that there's a Baisa that teaches that Rabbi Yehuda agrees that Tamsis blood is invalid on the Mizbeach. I might think that only eating blood of a sacrifice is punishable with kares as it provides atonement. What's the source to include tamsis blood, whether chulin or mekdashim means of a sacrifice? The pasuk says in Vayikra, Perek Yud Zayin, pasuk Yud, blood. And the author of this brisa is of Yehuda, and the brisa indicates that tamsis blood does not provide atonement. The Mishnah says, Ketzad toilin umashitin. How will they suspend and skin the korban? Unkalayas shall barzel hayukavuim bakoisel baksolim v'amudim shebahem toilin mashitim. There were iron hooks fixed into the walls and the pillars upon which they would suspend and skin the korban. Komi she'ein lo makom litlois makolis dakim chalokim hayusham manich al kseifoy v'al kaseif chaveiroy v'toilin mashit. Smooth, thin sticks were provided for anyone who did not have a place to suspend his korban. He rested one end on his shoulder and the other end on his friend's shoulder, and they suspended the korban between them and skinned it. Rabbi Lezer Oimer, Yudah Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, Manich Yodel Al-Kaseif Chaveiroi, V'Yad Chaveiro Al-Kaseifoi, V'Toyle U'Mashit. Rabbi Lezer says that if the 14th occurred on Shabbos, each person would rest his hand on the shoulder of his friend, and they suspended and skinned the korban. The Gemara says, Rabbi Zeira, B'Shem Rabbi Lezer, Konim U'Makolis Koidim La'Torah Sakele Mishnu. Rabbi Zeira, quoting Rabbi Lezer, says that the cases of Konim, which is canes, and Makolis, which is sticks, were taught before Chazal gave permission to move for a permitted use vessels whose primary use is permitted on Shabbos. The Mishnah discussed the case of Makolos, and a Mishnah in Menachos refers to the use of konim to separate the showbreads in the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah says, Ko vayitzirus emurav, nasdam b'magas, magas v'ektirom, agam emizbeach. They tore open the korban, removed its innards, put them in a bowl, and burned them on the altar. Yadza kasa v'shoina, v'yashvola, v'ha'abayis, shniya, v'chayil, hashlishis, v'mekoyma, oimedes, chashecha, yadza v'soles, b'shechem. On Shabbos, the first group left and sat on ha'abayis, the second group sat in the chayil, and the third group stayed in its place. At nightfall, they would all leave and roast the korban Pesach. The Gemara says, Ksiv, v'zom menem mikuloi, Amar Ravina Obad Mizbech Shalim. The Pasuk says concerning the Meluim in Vayikra Ches Pasuk Yud Aleph, and he shall sprinkle from it, and we understand that means from all of it. Ravina said, as long as it's from a whole sacrifice, therefore they would not tear it open until the blood had been sprinkled on the Mizbech. Ksiv, Viktur Oisoi, Viktur Viktiram, Mata Malema Viktirum, Viktur Oisoi, Hakosh Vale Apostle, Viktur Oishlai Arev, Chalavim Chalavim, Vehiktiram Kulon Ka'achas. We have another psukim that say, in reference to the Korban Shlomim in Vayikra Gimel, psukim Hey, Yud Aleph, and Tezayin, and they shall burn it, and he shall burn it, and he shall burn them. And they shall burn it teaches that they only burn the limbs when the sacrifice is kosher. And he shall burn it teaches that when we not mix the fats of another sacrifice into these fats. And he shall burn them means that they shall all be burned together. Hocha adama hektiroi shle ya'arev chalavim b'chalavim, v'hocha adama hektiram kulam ka'achas. The Gemara asked that here you said that, and he shall burn it means that one may not mix the fats of another sacrifice into these fats. And here you said that, and he shall burn them teaches that they should all be burnt together. Amar Rabbi Lah, kan v'magis, kan agam emizbeach. Rabbi Lah answers that this one means that says that one may not mix refers to burning them when mixed in a bowl. This one, the permitted mixing them, referred to on the Mizbeach. Lokain Tani Ubhir Lehaisa Yeshiva Ba'azor Elamachi Beis David Bovad. Vam Rabimi B'Shem Rabshim Ben Lokish Afil Elamachi Beis David Lehaisa Yeshiva Ba'azor. The Gemara asks that the Mishnah Mesachas Sota teaches that the king would stand in the temple courtyard and receive a Sefer Torah and then sit down to read it. But did Ubhir not teach on a Baisa that only kings of the house of David were permitted to sit in the temple courtyard? Rabimi quoting Rabshim Ben Lokish, so that even the kings of the house of David were prohibited to sit in the temple courtyard. The answer is he actually leaned on a wall. The Gemara asks, but the Pasuk says in Divayom Aleph, in Perek Yud Zayin Pasuk Tezayin, and King David came and sat before Hashem. Avu Banagri says, no, it doesn't mean he sat, but rather he settled himself in prayer. The Mishnah taught that the first group left and sat on Ha'abayis, the second group sat in the Chel, and the third group stayed in his place. And the Gemara assumes that the third sat down like the first group. Rav Nachman b'Shem Rav Mana, Ma'asinan Misni v'Yashvola b'Mekoyma, Omda Lav b'Mekoyma. Rav Nachman, quoting Rav Mana, answered that the Mishnah does not mean that they sat down in their place, but rather they stayed standing in their place. Hadnalach Perek Tomid Nishchat.